Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He was also a Savannah Banana over the weekend. Jeff Francoeur back with us for another season of baseball as he joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Jeff, what was that experience like? You come out of the stands, you're dancing a little bit. I know you didn't hit the ball like you wanted to hit the ball, but you still had a great time.
You know what, guys? I put the ball in play, and that's the main goal. That was the whole goal, was do not strike out.
And you didn't, so, and you tried to take second base. You got a little greedy. You got thrown out at second base. But I like the dancing as you made your way out there.
Well, you know, as my 10-year-old daughter felt embarrassed by my dancing, the other three kids loved it. So you can tell she's getting to that age. But problem is everybody else is phenomenal dancers, so, you know, I didn't show as well, but that's okay.
Did they ask you to rehearse that at home, or did you have rehearsal time with the backup dancers?
No, I went Friday for an hour and a half and did rehearsals right before the rain came, and so I was ready to rock.
Is it hard to look sexy in that uniform, or are they so hot now everybody looks sexy in that uniform?
You know what was actually funny was I had long pants on. They gave me long pants, so I put them on, and one of the bananas came up to me and said, no, he said, I need you to wear your pants up. He said, you were my inspiration when I was a kid on pants ups. And I was like, enough said, dude. Give me some high pants.
So how did you feel as an adult comes up to you to say that he really worshipped you as a kid? You're in that age bracket now, I guess.
You know, I'm in the 40s, man. So, you know, I've got to at least understand that I've age, but it was cool, man. It was fun to hang out with those guys. And a lot of them played at some good colleges, man, and kind of grew up, you know, watching kind of my generation. So it was cool to be able to talk baseball with them. And, you know, obviously they're huge fans of the game and the players. And then, you know, they put on a show, man. They put on a show.
So I'm really asking because it was a hot ticket. I knew people who were trying to get tickets. Was a big part of it the fact that they gave tickets for your family? Like, how big a deal was that the kids were excited to go see this?
Well, that's the thing. My kids were first, more than anything, excited to go see it, but we did not tell them. So they had no idea that I was going to hit. They knew I'd be sitting there doing the whole thing. And so when I came out from the dugout with my uniform on, their faces were like, huh? I mean, it was really cool. And, of course, You know my dad. So my dad and mom came, Katie's parents came, and my dad got a chance to meet the opposing pitcher. And Chris says, you know my dad, only he could tell the opposing pitcher. He said, please strike out my son. I'd like to see that.
Jeff Francoeur with us.
Nothing like your dad giving you some good support.
You know, I mean, it's tough love. That's what it is. You know about that. Jeff Francoeur, the Pure Athlete podcast, is also something worth checking out. Who's on the latest episode with you?
You know what's funny is we just filmed one this morning that will be dropping for opening day, and Adam Wainwright came on with us.
How's he doing? How's he doing in retirement?
Well, you know, that's what he said. He said, actually, so he's the same thing now. He's coaching two baseball teams, a softball team, and he said it was actually funny. He told a story about how his son, they played six innings this past Saturday on opening day, and he threw for his son's team, and the coach for the other team actually came up and asked him if he could just continue throwing. So he's like, I threw 12 innings.
Yeah, that's the beauty of kids that age. You just sit there and you throw BP all day long. But it's an art form. It turns into almost like you're throwing darts after a while. You don't have to go through the complete windup and everything else.
And you're trying to just hit their bats, man. Yep. That's all you're doing.
Hey, Jeff, I don't know if you had a chance to ask him or you could just tease it maybe if you did. I don't know if he had an offer to pitch someplace else, but how important was it for him to end in a Cardinals uniform, do you think?
Yeah, he talked about it, how that kind of was his dream at that point. And you know, I don't know if you know, but he played the Grand Ole Opry two weekends ago.
Yep.
So he's like full-fledged, and he talks about it. He is full-fledged in this country music thing. So I'm like, oh, boy, here we go.
I think we've talked to you about this before. That's keeping him occupied. When you knew you were done that first baseball season, what was it like for you mentally?
You know what's funny was mentally it's weird because you always feel like you got to be somewhere. And that's what he was saying. You know, you feel like you look, oh, I should be in spring training or I should be getting ready to go to the field. That's the weirdest part. I think the night times are what you enjoy when you're home with your family and doing this. But, you know, for Adam's sake, you know, he, for 24 years, man, every day was mapped out for him. And all of a sudden it's not like that. It's different for players.
Yeah, it's hard to retrain your mind. You think you've got to be somewhere all the time when you don't.
Exactly. And it's like, what can I do today? I got anything I want to do. So there's good, but there also you got to get used to it.
All right, what do you think as they break camp? Let's just knock on the proverbial wood. They have the 26 they want on the plane, and everybody's healthy. What's your first thought about the Atlanta Braves this season?
Man, I feel great. You know, I talked to Smith the other day. He's confident in the rotation. He's confident in the bullpen. You know, they came out healthy, which we say it all the time. That's the number one goal out of any camp is to leave intact and healthy. And so, you know, I have continued to say it. To me, the health of this team will determine how far they go. If they stay healthy, man, they can run this thing the whole way. And I think that's going to be – you know, the key to this is how healthy can they stay. But, man, I love where they're at. I love, you know, you love going up to Philly and saying, man, three games they're going to face Strider and then Fried and Sale. You know, two lefties with, you know, against Harper and a lot of that lefty, Harper and Schwarber and, you know, Stott, all those guys that are lefty. So I think it's a good matchup.
I don't know if you ever, I'm trying to think if you ever maybe had this moment, because I'm going to ask about Max Fried in a free agent year. Can you recall watching guys panic a little bit about the money machine in a free agent year? And do you recall a guy or two who was in free agency who just balled out and made themselves cash?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no denying. When you go into free agent year, if you can have a huge year, it usually bodes well. You know, Blake Snell, I know. You know, didn't get the long one he wanted, but he's still making, what, 31 a year for 2 years? So, you know, it's a big deal. And I think for Max Fried, I'm hoping that's exactly what it does for him is just the, you know, look, I think he's a competitor. And if he was on a 7-year deal and this was the first year, I would trust him to go out and have a huge year. But I do think that extra motivation never hurts.
Scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about Jared Kelnick?
You know, look, I think there's definitely concern. You know, you hope to see improvement as spring goes as you do it. I also know that sometimes, you know, things change when the lights turn on and guys can really get going. You know, I think the thing is, right, we're not asking you to be a superstar out there. You're just asking to put some good ABs and play great defense. I do think it's huge getting Adam the ball back because, look, if Kelnick struggled a little bit, you know, if you want to give him a day or two to rest his mind, putting in a guy like Duvall, look, he's not going to be overmatched. He's been in those situations. So I do think that was a nice sign for the Braves to have him.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
I think it's a universal enough word to ask. I look at Sean Murphy's sort of, he doesn't say anything. He's got a little cowboy in him. He doesn't want to talk to you. He just wants to go do his job. D'Arnaud seems to be a dude. Do you think of, can you think of a few guys that you played with who were like dudes? Like you just go, that guy doesn't have to say anything. He's got leader in him. I want to hear what that guy has to say. He's got dude in him. Were there a couple of guys when you left Atlanta, as you made your travels around, that you think about that way?
Yeah, I've always said it. David Wright was that guy for me, man. I mean, he could go 3 for 4 and strike out. We lose, and he's going to blame the loss on that strikeout. I mean, he always took the bullet. He was always there, giving his 2 cents, taking the questions. And I've told you before, the guy for me, one of my best friends, Alex Gordon in Kansas City, man. Like, he wasn't a man of many words.
Right.
But when you watched him work, how he prepared, it was like he didn't have to say a whole lot, right? Like, you just knew that he was ready to play. And when he did talk, people listened. And, you know, I think when you look at this Braves team, you know, I think the cool thing, talking to Snit, I think there's some pissed offness from last year and how it ended. You know, you lose 1 year to the Phillies after winning the World Series, right? Like, you're mad, but it's like, hey, we won the World Series 2 years ago or the year before. How it ended last year, I think there's some frustration. And, you know, I think Snit said some stuff the other day, and I love it. The Phillies kind of popped back, and it's a good, healthy rivalry, man. It's going to be two great teams, and, you know, I'm excited to see it get going.
It's great for the fans. The Braves will get the business there. The Phillies will get the business when they come here. That's what you want in a rivalry. You want some raw feelings, raw emotions, and obviously that's coming from the players as well.
You know what's great is you look at their lineup, and you look at the Braves lineup, and you really say, God, there's 15, 16 guys out of those 18 hitters that legit can make all-star teams, right? That can have massive years and make all-star teams. And when you have that, boy, it's fun because you're going to get production from all over the place. And look, the Phillies, yeah, they've knocked the Braves out the last 2 years, but at the same time, you know, they want to win. They want to win a division title. You know, they got a lot of talent there. So again, the pitching matchups this weekend are just, when you think about the starters that each team are throwing out, it just, man, it excites you when you think about how much talent there is.
I'm not a huge fan of subtle anger. I can appreciate it, but I kind of like the idea that everybody knows where we stand. Now, I'm not, again, Jeff, you know, I'm not talking about headhunting, but I do think this version of the Braves on the mound might treat it a little bit differently if they catch a little bit of the mouth-off business type stuff.
Well, I do, and I think that's where Sale between us two adds a nice little piece to that. I mean, I was in Kansas City, and a lot of people probably, and y'all might have not told the story, but, you know, he was supposed to pitch on a jersey-like giveaway where they're throwing these throwbacks, and he couldn't stand it. And Jerry Reinsdorf, he tried to get a change. Jerry Reinsdorf said, no, we're wearing these throwback jerseys. So while the team was out of BP, he took a scissor and cut like 3/4 of the jersey sleeves off.
Guess you can't wear that.
They said no choice but to wear the regular uniforms, which is what he wanted. And what did he do? He went out there and threw like 7 2/3 and gave up one run.
Was that against you guys?
That was against us. Yeah, we were there, Kansas City, and I remember facing him, but also thinking, like, I want to play with this guy. I mean, that's ballsy when you just cut all the giveaway jerseys and just are like, well, you ain't using them now. So I think he's going to bring an edge to this team that I think will be very, very nice. And like I said, I think this offense, these guys, they're going to play with a little chip on their shoulder because of how abruptly last year ended.
Let me ask you about one guy in particular. I talked about that dude thing, and his name has come up, maybe because Mark DeRosa as much as anybody, but Mikey Young, I don't know if I've heard a guy talked about in the last 20 to 25 years. The way that if you say his name, people, all of a sudden, they sit up a little bit straighter, and I want to tell you about Mikey Young.
It's full respect, right? I always say this, when you go in a clubhouse and you're fully respected by not only the American players, but the Venezuelans, the Dominicans, by everybody, you know, that's the universal sign of respect. And that's what Mikey Young, he was one of those guys too down in Texas when I played in the World Series with him, that just, you know what, guys knew that he was going to show up every day. He was going to play hard, win or lose. He was going to give you 4 or 5 good at-bats every day. And you knew what to expect, and there's something great about that, right? When you know what a guy's going to do, and And, you know, I continue to say I think Austin Riley has that ability here in Atlanta, and I hope he takes that next step.
Will the Savannah Bananas jersey be framed quickly, or will one of the kids want to wear it at Halloween or around at some point?
Show and tell at school one day. Who knows?
Well, I don't think they're going to have to wear mine because I think my wife dropped about $800 on the on the merchandise there. So I think they're all well. That's the one thing, man. Let me tell you. That's where they're killing it in merchandise. I had an off-camera talk, and I'm not going to say it on air. I'll tell you guys when we see each other. But they're doing really well.
Yeah, I would say so.
Their business model is solid, put it that way.
Based on the stands and based on what you just kind of alluded to.
Is the jersey going to make the man cave, though, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. Heck yeah, man. Yeah. And, you know, it's great. There's a little dirt on that jersey from the head first slide. Although, I got to tell you, I didn't wear sliding shorts, and I just had underwear on. And when I slid head first, I got a little scrape on the leg, man. I got a little injury. Oh,
could have been worse. No pee-pee problems? You're good?
No. That thing's fine.
Same question Jeff Francoeur I don't think has ever been asked. No pee-pee problems. Hey, before we let you go, I know you have to compartmentalize as a player. From this perspective, what's it going to be like, do you think, in that, not only with Ohtani, but in that Dodger clubhouse? Because he's not going to say much, but you better believe, and you know this, everybody else is going to be asked about it.
Oh, 100%. It's going to be a distraction. There's no doubt. And, guys, I'm actually, when we talk next Tuesday, I will be out in L.A. I'm doing the Dodgers-Giants for TBS that first week. So it will be an interesting dynamic. I'm going to kind of – it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. You know, that can be a distraction for a team. Obviously, they're very talented, but – it will be interesting when I'm out there next week. I know that.
Are you in San Francisco or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles or in L.A.
What's he going to get on the road? Are people going to have the fake money, the Monopoly money, or like, I don't even know if baseball does that anymore, if they really want to get on a guy like that?
Well, it depends where they go, right?
San Francisco.
Like, I mean, yeah. You go to a place like San Francisco, other places, you're gonna get it pretty good. So, Philly, New York, those players, Boston, if they go, you know, depending if they go there, New York. So, you know, look, it's an interesting situation. I think it's going to continue to unfold. But you know what? That's the like, right? You're going to take questions. You're going to have to answer. And you know, for him, though, I tell you what, the story kind of came to light. And then what, he get two or three hits the second game? So, he's got it. I think he has a good ability to compartmentalize and go. But, you know, you do wonder as the year goes on if it wears on a team at all.
Well, Jeff, welcome back to the Fan family for another season. Pleasure having you on. We'll do it again next week from Los Angeles. That's where you're going to be, like you said.
Yeah, I will be there. And then, I'm working with Brandon CJ, the home opening weekend, and that Monday night, which is going to be really cool, guys, April 8th, when we do Hank's 50th anniversary of the big home run. So, I'm going to be honored to be in that game.
Very much looking forward to that and more this season. Jeff Francoeur, always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Y'all too.
And week. I guess it's only Tuesday. But planning ahead, that's what we all do. Because opening day weekend
Don't beat yourself up.
Because I think it's not going to start the season until the weekend. I don't think they're going to play Thursday in Philadelphia. I think it's going to happen on Friday. But again, that's just me. Jeff Francoeur.
Hey, Jennifer Valdez, pull it down a little bit.
On the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.